know, it says in John, Jesus says, I go to
prepare a place for you. I like to just paraphrase that a little bit. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Because if I go and I prepare a many resting places. Now, some translations say houses or different things like that. I like to think of it as a resting place because Jesus prepared a resting place for Leonard, and we're grateful for that. I want to share with you the 23rd Psalm, and I'm going to give you a little brief message, if you would, or devotion. The 23rd Psalm says this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me, and thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And because of the promise of the Scriptures, it says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Solomon. I like Solomon. Solomon has written a lot of things. Solomon has written Proverbs. And Solomon has written a book that just sort of gives us some hope and understanding about life and how challenging life can be. So I just want to share a little bit from the book of Solomon, chapter 3. This is what he said. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to rebuild, a time to cry, and a time to laugh, a time to grieve, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to turn away, a time to search, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be quiet, and a time to speak up, a time for love, and a time for hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. And he goes on to say, why do people worry about all this stuff in life? He said at one part in that scripture, life is meaningless. Now here's the richest guy in the world. He had a faith. He was in the lineage of King David. And he is just lamenting about challenges of life. So when he did that little litany about time, I was thinking, well, you know, we are all creatures of time. We mark our clocks and our calendars. We celebrate seasons and times. And like today, we're celebrating the life of Leonard. We remember birthdays and anniversaries and remember losses. And, of course, we remember deaths. Now, unless Christ comes back for us first, we're all going to experience this thing called physical death. That's why we gather, is to encourage one another. We set aside special time in our lives, such as childbirth and adulthood and things that are appropriate in one time and not deemed appropriate in other times. We come into this world as little babies. We suck our thumb until we're at least 6 months of age. Unless you hit your thumb with a hammer, you expect people won't get to be 30 years old. Well, the preacher or the teacher in this case is Solomon, is really unnamed as an author. He calls himself a teacher. Tells us there's a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to rent, a time to sow, a time to be born, a time to die. And as we are experiencing today, gathering, we mourn. We mourn because Leonard is no longer with us here in the physical realm. But he is here with us in the spiritual realm with evidence of a picture, an urn. You know, his life will never die because he's touched so many of us. So all of us have been granted a wondrous gift and an ability to understand time, the time to last. We've been granted the wondrous gift and our ability to understand time and to remember. And we can imagine things that are to come, and we can some in the past. Sometimes God created this very unique way with our brains. We got like a built-in camcorder. And we can bring up these memories. Not bringing up the dead, but we are allowed to bring up memories. And to be able to remember when this was part of our life and our relationship with Leonard. So today, I want to ask us just to take a time of remembering. It is a time to mourn and cry, but it's also a time to laugh. We're going to be given the opportunity to share some stories about your relationship with Leonard later on, after Nick brings the eulogy. So think about that, and don't feel obligated, but we want you to share, because it's important for family and friends to know how how Leonard has touched your lives. I never met Leonard in person. I came here 9 years ago, and one of the things that I did, Phil keeps this with a very good church directory, and I tried to make sure that I contacted everybody that was in that directory. So we had touched that way, but I never really ever met him in person. We have an online service, and he is on the list of people that we would send out our online ministry to. We did that since COVID. But, so in a spiritual sense, I knew Leonard. In a physical sense, I never met him, but I could tell by your love for him that you're here today. He was a special human being, and we're grateful to honor his life. So, just to let you know, mourning is something that takes place, and mourning will never end. Not with this service or any other time. But we need to recall the love and the care of our God, who has kept Leonard safe for all of these years, both now and in the presence of God in heaven. So we will trust our loved ones into God's eternal presence. I think we all have loved ones that have went home to be with the Lord. So, and we like to celebrate their life. So it's a time to laugh, it's a time to dance, it's a time to celebrate the life of Leonard.